Time to recap McCook City Council meeting number one for the year 2025 last night in our studios. City Manager Nate Schneider, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Even better, turn your microphone on.
I'm still doing good, even with my microphone off or
good,
on.
Good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
Yes, indeed. Councilman Gene Wheaton is here as well.
Good morning.
How many days do you say until the pitchers and catchers report?
Well, I'm thinking 6 weeks the pitchers and catchers should report to spring training, so.
It's coming. It's coming, man.
It's coming. That means spring's coming, too.
Yeah. Still got a lot of winter left, but more baseball talk going on.
That's right. Yep. It's exciting. It's kind of a fun time of the year. Got the playoffs, NFL playoffs, and all that good stuff going on. And then you know what's right around the corner. Some warmer weather and some baseball. So that's exciting.
And your guys had to get the snow equipment out for the first time.
And I tell you what, it was a very unique event. Kyle told me – so I went up to the airport with Kyle and Kenny Vaunce yesterday. He had called me on Sunday, and he said, you know, I've never seen a snow event quite like this because the ice was just so thick underneath it. And yesterday when we got up there, it was probably about 10:30, 11 in the morning, and there's about a quarter inch of ice. You could see it on the fence line. And so we had closed down the airport on Sunday and Saturday, and then yesterday we fought like heck to try to get it back open. We knew that there were a couple of flights that we needed to get in, and so those guys did a fantastic job. Kyle and Kenny and Tyler and the guys in the Public Works Department did a great job of at least getting one of the runways open, so that way we could get in a flight that we knew that needed to get to McCook. So you never know what you're going to get. You know, you hope for maybe the not so icy, but this was fairly icy. And fortunately, I think that we're going to come out of it without any issues or problems. But we appreciate everybody in McCook helping out. We know that there are people that chose to stay home over the weekend, which was the smart play. You know, I was trying to drive back from Ashland on Saturday. I was visiting my folks. That was kind of an interesting drive home. So, you know, it's kind of what you expect this time of the year. So,
yeah, I think you just assume just snow because the whole day it was foggy and freeze and drizzle all day Saturday before it actually starts snowing.
Yeah, Kenny said that he thought there's probably about 12 hours of the freezing mist stuff, you know, which when you have that and temperatures like we had, you know, nothing was getting above 20 degrees, it's going to get pretty slick out there. So it wasn't really so much the snow as it was the ice and all that stuff that went along with it.
Yeah, you just take the snow. Just snow and get it over with and stuff like that. And because that freeze and drizzle stuff's
It makes worse. It really hard, really tricky.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, let's get to the agenda for meeting number one. Once again, of the new year last night, announcements and recognitions.
First of all, the library will be closed again today. We're having some HVAC factors or problems, and I think Vols is working on it, and hopefully by the end of the day they'll have it open. So, but it was closed yesterday, and it'll be again closed today. Chief Harpum announced to the council last night that Horizon Bank has given a $10,000 check to the fire department for training for the fire personnel. So we want to thank Horizon Bank for that donation to the fire department. Also, tomorrow night at 5:30 in the training room of the City Hall, we're having a meeting of the Sports Complex Committee along with Mammoth Sports Construction from Kansas. They're the company that we have picked to design the new sports complex, and there's going to be a public meeting at 5:30 upstairs. It's going to be the committee, Mammoth, I think Craig Bennett from Miller & Associates.
Craig will be in the next day, so we are going to have Craig Bennett meet with Miller & Associates to kind of try to start the discussion about designing a subdivision and incorporating the sports complex into the subdivision. So that'll be the next day.
But the public is invited. If you have some ideas about what you would like to see in a sports complex, please come tomorrow night at 5:30 upstairs in the training room. And then the last thing is we have a new police officer, and he was introduced last night to the council. His name is Lane Cooper. Lane comes from us from the Red Willow Sheriff's Department, so we want to thank Lane for coming over, and we appreciate whatever he's going to do for us, and we look forward to many years of service from him.
Going back to that meeting coming up again tomorrow night, it's kind of cool that the public could come on by, share your ideas. If you've got something, you want to hear them, don't you?
Definitely, yeah. You know, there are a lot of people that wanted to be on the sports committee, and it was it's hard because we already have, I think we've got 15 people on the sports committee, you know, and that's a large committee. And there are a lot of people that probably felt like, well, why didn't I get to get on there as well, too? But it gets really complicated when you've got, I mean, 15 people is hard enough to try to work around. You try to get into the 20s or 30s. I can't even imagine what that would have been like. But just because you're not on the sports committee doesn't mean that you don't have a say in what, you know, is going to go up there. And there are a lot of people that have a lot of knowledge regarding baseball, softball, soccer, you know, Little League football, whatever the case may be, playgrounds, whatever it is that you are interested in. You know, you're encouraged to go ahead and bring that to that meeting tomorrow because it is open to the public. Everyone is going to be listened to. No one is going to be treated, you know, less than because they are not on the sports committee. And it's just kind of the initial meeting, the kickoff meeting, and we're really excited to work with Mammoth. They've been very, very receptive and responsive to all the things that we've been kind of throwing at them, whether it was trying to get a contract done before the end of the year so that way we could utilize our ARPA funds, you know, to staying an extra day so they could meet with our planner so that way we could start working and incorporating the sports complex into a larger subdivision program. You know, they just seem to really get it, you know, and it's kind of cool because the owner of Mammoth, his grandparents lived in McCook, that would have been in the early 70s, I think, that his grandfather had moved away, his grandmother had passed away and moved down to Topeka, but I know that he feels a pretty strong connection to McCook. He said that after he did the presentation, when we were listening to RFQs, he actually just drove around McCook, you know, went to his grandparents' old place, walked around downtown. He let everybody from his team, he had like 11 people on his team that showed up, but everybody else left McCook, and he just kind of walked around McCook and drove around McCook and just kind of let it all sink in. So it's kind of cool to have somebody that has that strong connection, you know, and the understanding that this is a huge project for McCook. It really is a transformative project when you think about everything that's going to be part of it. It's not a sports complex, solely a sports complex. We're talking about also residential and commercial development, you know, and then being able to get sewer across the highway so that way we can start looking to the west. And so this is a pretty big deal. And to have the sports complex construction company feel the same way that we do about the project, that it's not just another project to them, that's big. So looking forward to the meeting tomorrow we would encourage the public to participate. You know, and that, like Gene said, it'll be in the second floor of the public municipal building. It'll be in the fire training room, and we should have plenty of space for everyone.
You said what time again?
5:30.
Very good.
Yep.
Anything else announcements?
That was everything then.
Public hearings and liquor license with the Eagles Club, is that right?
Basically what they did, they wanted to add, they have a liquor license already, Rich, and they want to do, on and off sale. They haven't been doing that before, I believe, and so that's just added that. That's the on and off sale of liquor to their license. So we approved that last night. So
anything, a couple of consent agenda items, anything pulled?
Nothing was pulled there.
Regular agenda from last night, discussion of potential McCook EDC workforce housing development project.
Yeah, Amanda Engel was present last night, as was Charlie McPherson. And we'd had this discussion, it was probably two meetings ago, I want to say. Everything kind of got lost in the shuffle during December. But I want to say two meetings ago, Amanda had come and had asked the council to consider the possibility of donating ground that's owned by the city of McCook, which is East 11th and East C Street. There's a big open field there, probably a city block. We at the city had received that as a donation back in around 2009 or 2010, if I remember correctly. And it was donated to the city of McCook to be used for city of McCook purposes. As we've kind of progressed with some of the projects that we've been working on, Looking around, you know, the housing study that we did back in 2022 has identified the fact that we need 180 new residential units to satisfy the demand here in town. And some of those are workforce housing units, which this land, per the request of the EDC and Amanda Engel, would be used for workforce housing if it were donated. So there'd be construction of workforce housing. Amanda is talking about the possibility of 8 residential units. They're talking about manufactured building. They actually had gone and taken a look at the plant in Aurora. I can't remember the name of the company. But anyway, there was a group that went out there, took a look at it. They think that it is a good fit for a lot of different reasons. For us, it makes a lot of sense because we do want to address the workforce housing issues. You know, we want to try to develop housing at all price points, whether it's market rate, whether it's workforce, whether it's multifamily. You know, we've got duplexes that we're working on right now. We're trying to hit every single possibility so that way we can eliminate the shortage issue that we've been trying to fight for the past however many years. I know I've been talking about this for 10 years since I've become city manager. So anyway, the question is, how do we go about trying to get this property to the EDC and also stay in compliance with state and local law? And that was the discussion that we had last night. City Attorney Nate Mustian had drafted a memo that was passed out to the council yesterday, kind of explaining what the limitations are, but how we could go about trying to move forward with transferring possession of the property to the EDC so that way they could go ahead and construct new workforce housing. And there is a way to do it. There is actually a draft of an ordinance that Nate did as well too, which we appreciated that the council got a chance to take a look at last night. We're going to bring this back. There were some questions about, well, if it's $100,000, do you have to have an appraisal? Yes, we would have to have an appraisal. We'd still have to follow along with all the rules. But ultimately, this is a good thing for McCook. What we want to do is try to make sure that we have enough housing units for everyone in town at each price point. And then ultimately, these are properties that would go on to the tax roll. So the owners would pay property tax. That hopefully would reduce the property tax request across the board for everyone. The more houses we build and the more people we get to fill those houses and the more property tax that's paid, the less the burden is going to be on the people that are currently paying property tax. You know, that's the hope. So anyway, we're going to bring this back to the council do some work. They gave us the assignment to start working on coming up with a game plan. So that's what we'll do. And then we'll get this back in ordinance form to the council so they can talk about it some more and maybe pass basically what this would be an exception to our current zone or our current ordinance requirements. And it would be for workforce housing specifically. And allowance of donating property to organizations that have a mission that involves developing workforce housing. So the EDC would be the company that would make the most sense and probably the company that we'd be working with most of the time.
Do you have anything? More on this coming up, right?
Right.
Yeah.
We just, the council just basically instructed the city staff to bring back an ordinance that mm-hmm. we can look at, and then we'll go through the readings, and then I think the whole council is in favor of this. This is a great idea to add housing to the city of McCook, and it's a great location. So, I think we're just going to move forward. Just how can we legally donate the land to the EDC? That's our question last night, and so we're working on that.
Update regarding the sports complex project. We just kind of touched on it.
Anything else? Yeah, so just kind of touching on a couple of different things. We're still talking with the college, working through some of that, and the college is going to get a chance to sit down and talk with Mammoth, and that'll be exciting. We're going to have our meeting on Wednesday evening, 5:30, and everybody from the public is encouraged to attend. And then that next day on Thursday at 9 a.m., there's going to be a meeting between Miller & Associates and Mammoth to talk about what this is going to look like as far as an overall development project. you know, how we can subdivide the property to make sure that we're accounting for all the different uses that we want to make sure that we're able to develop. And then also talk about the size of the sports complex. You know, one of the things that we've talked about is, do we need to go a little bit bigger? Right now it's at 30 acres in our concept. Do we need to take it up to 35, 40 acres? Those are discussions that we can have and see if we can't build a subdivision around that size of park without giving up the residential and commercial use as well. So, and then we're just working on grants like crazy. Jessica Bortner's been working with Tara Cutter, Kyle, and myself to get a RAISE grant completed. We tried this, I think it was last year, and we're unsuccessful, but I think we've learned a little bit. We're going to try this again. These could be very, very large grants potentially. And so we're meeting again today to kind of go through and discuss in more detail. We're still waiting to hear on the Municipal Infrastructure Aid Program grant. I was hoping to hear back from the DED prior to the end of December, but we haven't seen anything yet. But that would be a grant for water and for street improvements in that area. So keeping our fingers crossed on that. And then we're just kind of moving forward with a number of different items related to the sports complex. So that was kind of the update.
Definitely not a dull start to the year 2025, is it?
No. And this is exciting. I mean, this is actually kind of the fun part. And I'll reiterate, I was kind of shocked when we were talking to Mammoth and asking them, so when do you think we're actually going to be able to start building? Because I figured probably at the end of the year, maybe 2026. And they said, no, I think we can get this designed out in 6 months and we'd start building as quickly as possible thereafter. So you could potentially see a build begin this summer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not going to, you know, I can't guarantee anything, but boy, if that were to happen, that would be fantastic. So, but it all depends on how quickly we can move forward with the planning and all that good stuff.
Let me just iterate one thing. The council has picked Mammoth to do the design. So when it comes time for construction, then we'll have to have another separate contract. But Mammoth can do also the building also. So they can do the design and the building. But right now, they're just being contracted with us mm-hmm. to do the design. So,
do they want to do the construction too?
They can.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could do it.
They do everything. I mean, we've had a number of companies come in, Rich, and give presentations. Some just do just the turf. Some do, you know, et cetera. But they do everything. You know, we're looking at, you know, the turf. We're looking at concession stands, restrooms, mm-hmm. parking, everything. So that would be – so once we have the design done, then we'll have to have a separate contract for the build. And I'm sure they'll probably put in an application for it. But they have done those before. They have well over, 100 and some?
Mm-hmm. 170 projects. You know, because we're a Sourcewell community, you know, we co-op purchase, we have the ability to go with Mammoth. We don't have to do the typical design bid build. If that's the case, that would be the reason why we could speed things up, and it could be a cost savings for us. I mean, there are a lot of reasons why it would make a lot of sense. We'll get a better feel for it as we, you know, work through the design phase. You know, again, they've been so receptive and willing to work with us. I can't say enough good things about David and Troy over at Mammoth. I don't know how many times we've hopped on a quick Zoom call with them or said, hey, would you be willing to meet with these people here or these people at this time? They've always said, yep, we'll figure out a way to make it work. And that spells good things for us with this project. The more responsive, the better. And everybody that we spoke with about Mammoth when we were doing our background check, they all said they're extremely responsive. You know, they answer all the phone calls. They return all the emails. You know, they know their stuff. You know, this is all they do. They build sports projects. And the fact that they're willing to work with other firms and planners and whatnot, I mean, it just shows that they're willing to you know, do whatever it takes to make sure that we get a product that's going to be successful for us. I was talking to Troy. Our contact is Troy Gigling, and they're working right now in Seward on a project that involves the college out there, Concordia, the school district in the city. And he said it's kind of similar to what McCook is doing right now. And he said all these things are
they are all feasible. You know, what we're talking about doing is feasible, and with all the stakeholders involved, it gets difficult, but they're here to help us navigate some of those issues, not just to design, but also to make sure that they get the information from the stakeholders. One of the things that's kind of exciting is they have the ability to do feasibility studies, which will help us with our grant writing, but then also give us an idea, hey, what can we be bringing in as far as sales tax? What will this mean for new jobs? What are the possibilities associated with this? They're bringing one of their team members from the feasibility side with them on Wednesday to discuss, hey, this is what McCook could potentially see as a result of this project. And so that's going to be really exciting too. I forgot to mention that last night, but they are going to bring one of their feasibility study people out with them to kind of go through, you know, the possibilities, which is really exciting.
All right, more on this definitely still to come.
Yep.
Another ordinance amending the City of McCook Code of Ordinances.
And this is just on a second reading. This was the backflow preventer ordinance that we brought at the end of December, and this was just second reading, and there was no discussion on that last night.
Basically, this we're just the water department is trying to update some certain things with our water ordinances, and so like Nate said, you know, the backflow, but also delinquency and schedule, etc. So it basically is just it's kind of updating our ordinances, and so like Nate said, that was the second of three readings. Next time we'll do the third final reading then. So
we're all ready to council comments. Anything last night?
Nothing. There was nobody to say anything.
Yeah, it was pretty quiet last night.
Yeah, folks, it's still
good. It was a good night to stay at home. Yeah definitely. I can understand that. Yeah, it was slick and one of our staff members, their car wouldn't start yesterday, and then I was trying to help last night, and I was trying to give him a jump start. I couldn't get my hood open. It was frozen shut. And then Pat went over there to do it, and he had to bang on his hood a couple times to get it open. And so we finally got out, but it was a cold night, a good night to be home.
Yeah, it sure certainly was. All right, the meeting tomorrow night, again, 5:30 start time.
Yep.
Next regular meeting will be coming up on the 20th.
Correct.
All right. Anything else in between? Public?
No planning commission meeting, but I expect to see some planning commission meetings here in the near future.
All right. Guys, thank you very much. City Manager Nate Schneider, thank you.
Thanks, Rich.
Councilman Gene Whedon, thanks a million for coming by.
Thank you so much.